Welcome to the Film on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:28 British Summer Time. Today is July 22nd, and today has been really rather impressive day in stock markets. Starting out in Asia, you had India pushing on to another new closing high. The Thai market remains very close to its recovery highs, and generally, we see right across the region that Indonesia, Malaysia, Korea are all testing or the upper sides of their ranges are pushing upwards to new high ground. And that's really broadly positive. The Chinese market, which really has been the laggard, has had 4 consecutive days on the upside. And it's the first time since February that we've seen 4 consecutive days to the upside in China. So that's, again, a further indication that the Chinese market has found at least a short-term bottom and potentially a medium-term bottom. Interestingly, the leading sectors, such as the healthcare sector or consumer staples, consumer discretionary, and IT, also did rather well today. And they are plays on the evolution of the consumer economy in China. And while they don't exactly dominate, they're still really quite small sectors in terms of market capitalization. They are where the growth is likely to be for the Chinese market, really for the foreseeable future. So they are well worth keeping an eye on in that regard. Elsewhere in Europe, we saw that the vast majority of markets finished up in excess of 2%. The DAX was up 2.5%. The CAC was up over 3%. The FTSE, which is knocking on the door of the upper side of the 2-month range, was up just under 2%, up 99 points. And following into the US session, the S&P closed out up 2.25%, the Nasdaq up over 2.6%, and the Dow up almost 2%. The Brazilian market was up almost 2% as well, and finished out the day close to 65,750 points. It's pushed back above its 200-day moving average, and it's clearly found support in the region of the 60,000 level. It was looking really pretty hairy back in May when it spent the better part of a week below the 60,000 level, but it's rallied back impressively. And now it's back above the 200-day moving average, and it's pushing on to a new 2-month high. So we've got little higher lows and a little higher high within the range itself. Now it really does need to sustain a move to an absolute new high to really indicate that what's looking increasingly like a medium-term consolidation has been completed. But in the short term, it looks like this market can continue to push onwards. The Chilean market is also of interest because the wider market index is pushing on to the psychological 20,000 point level, and it paused at 18,000 and in 19,000, and it's now it was over the 20,000 level for a brief time today. And the likelihood of some form of consolidation of recent gains has increased really quite considerably in that market, primarily because it's become relatively overextended and because we're at the psychological level. But other than a short-term consolidation, the medium-term consistency characteristics of the advance remain very much intact. And it's a similar story for the Colombian market, which has been rallying equally impressively over the last few weeks, and has certainly benefited from from moving the drug war out of Colombia and probably into Mexico. Elsewhere, today was also a very positive day in the industrial resources sector. Oil was up by more than $2, and at $79, 12 cents, that's pushing on again to test the upper side of this range. The most, I suppose, the recovery high is in the region of $84, just under $85, and it's looking likely that we're going to see a retest of that level. Natural gas was firmer by 12 cents and finished out the day by at $4.64, so it's found support in the region of this $4.50 area, which was the upper side of the little base that was put in earlier this year. And it does look like that it's got further to go on the upside. All of the industrial metals were also stronger in here today. Copper, having found support in the region of the $3 level, was up by over 7 cents in here today and finished out the day at 3.16. Nickel is back above the 20,000 level for the first time in I think about 6 weeks, and that's a broadly positive development. The zinc market was also stronger, and tin, which was the only one of the industrial metals not to have fallen below its 200-day moving average, was also stronger in here today. So a broadly positive performance from stock markets and industrial resources, which is responding to rather positive earnings on Wall Street today, but also that some of the worries about the global economy have begun to subside somewhat from really very bearish readings that we saw earlier on this month. In response to the fact that you have risk assets doing rather well, the dollar was a bit weaker in here today. Against the euro was softer by over a cent, against the pound just less than a cent, against the Australian dollar about a cent and a half, and against the Canadian dollar by just over a cent. It was relatively unchanged against the Japanese yen. So we're seeing that the US dollar continues to come under a bit of pressure here, and the euro stronger here by 133 ticks today. It remains in a consistent short-term uptrend. It's rallied almost 10 cents in the last month, and although it pulled back from the $1.30 region, today's move does suggest that the consistency of the advance, which really has small consolidations one above another and a progression of higher reaction lows, remains very much intact. And the likelihood that the euro can break back above the $1.30 level has increased quite considerably over the last couple of days. US Treasuries, having been very firm yesterday, were a little bit weaker in here today, but they remain above the 128 level. So they've so far sustained the upward break posted yesterday. But if we continue to see that risk assets are rallying, then that will put additional pressure on the government bond markets. But so far, US Treasuries have sustained their upward break and also remain in a relatively consistent advance. And it's unlikely that we're going to see that Treasuries can continue to rally so consistently at the same time that stock markets are rallying. One or the other is going to run into some trouble. From the perspective of stock markets, last Friday we saw that there were downward dynamics across a whole range of markets, and a large number of stock markets have become overextended in the short term. They needed to find support above their early July lows, and they did that over the last couple of days. So the upper dynamics that have been posted in the last couple of days that post another higher reaction low for a lot of these markets, and now we have an additional touchstone, which is a little bit higher, that would really need to be taken out now to give the bearish sentiment that has been expressed so widely more credence. At the chart seminar, we say that you can pretty much go with the most recent dynamic, and certainly for stock markets, they've been upwards. And with other risk assets beginning to fall into place as well, that's broadly positive for risk assets generally, and probably stock markets in particular. Elsewhere in the commodity sector, gold was stronger by almost $10. Went up and had a look at the $1,200 level earlier in the day, but wasn't able to hold it. The silver market was stronger by 31 cents. In the soft commodities, the grains and beans were relatively unchanged, but sugar broke upwards. It was stronger by $17 in that London contract, or 83 cents in the US contract, and that puts it back above its 200-day moving average for the first time in a while. And of course, sugar fell like a stone earlier this year, and I suspect that quite a few investors were completely soured on it, but it is performing in here right now, and It's in backwardation from the second month outwards, whereas it's in contango from first to second month. So there is a shortage of supply further down the curve. The coffee market was also a bit stronger in here. You had Arabica coming back down to 157 cents, and it rallied really quite impressively in here today. So it's finding support at the lower side of the range, and it's held the majority of its advance over the last couple of months. So you're getting a little bit of commonality coming through. Cocoa, having been extraordinarily weak earlier on this week, has found a little bit of support, but the risk in that market has increased, I think, really quite substantially. So if we take a step back, we can see that there has been really quite a lot of bullish sentiment, or sorry, bullish action against a very bearish sentiment environment, which is generally positive, and we're seeing that so-called safe haven type assets, such as the US dollar and potentially US treasuries, have come under a little bit of pressure in here. So the environment remains a bit uncertain, but certainly looking a bit better than it did this time last week. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.